SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Ik ben Joyce from Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson, and we are actually going to discuss our pets, which is great since I love pets. To get started, let's translate the word for pet. It is not at all similar to the English one, because if you were to say pet in Nederlands, then what you actually are saying is your cap, what you put on your hoofd. Dus ik heb een pet op mijn hoofd is actually I'm having a cap on my head rather than saying anything near actual pets. What is then a pet, you might ask? Well, pets are animals that live in our house. And the Dutch love to be literal, so we call them house animals. How inventive. So animals are dieren. So think almost like a deer, like a Bambi. Dieren. And a house, you should know by now, is huis. So house animals are huisdieren. Pets are huisdieren. Now let's see if you can still remember how to say that you like or don't like pets, or that you love or don't love pets. Good try. So I like pets is ik vind huisdieren leuk. And I love them is ik hou van huisdieren. Hopefully you've got that order right. And now let's go into the most common huisdieren. Let's start with my personal favorite, the dog. Now, if you think about the dog specifically like a greyhound, the hound part of it is pretty close to what we call a dog in Dutch. A dog is hond, hond. And we've got a few words related to that, which is de hond blaft. The dog barks. De hond blaft als de bel gaat. De hond blaft als de bel gaat. So the dog barks when the bell goes. De hond ligt in de hondenmand. A mand is like a basket. De hond ligt in de hondenmand. En de hond likt zijn vacht. So it's licking its fur. De hond likt zijn vacht. And if we go for a walk, we don't actually say I walk with the dog as such. So you could easily say ik loop met de hond. Right, like I walk with the dog. But if you're actually walking the dog, as in for its purpose so it can do its thing, you know, we've got a special word for it. And think about who let the dogs out. That's where you got it. Ik laat de hond uit. I'm letting the dog out. So it's not necessarily letting it out of the house, but it's literally walking the dog. So, ik laat de hond uit met een hondenriem. So, that's its leash. Though you can use riem as well for a belt, which is pretty much the same thing. So, a leash and a belt are both called een riem. Ik laat de hond uit met een hondenriem. Then, if you're not a hondenpersoon, you might like cat. So, cat is easily Dutchifiable by saying kat. And people either say kat of poes. That is a pretty normal word for us to use as well. Obviously, that's the female version of it. So Cat of poes are both equally used in Dutch. So let's learn a few sentences with cat. So, de poes spint als ik haar ei. So, spint doesn't necessarily have to do anything with spinning. That actually means purring. And eyen is perhaps a funny word for saying petting. So just like pet and petting are so not related to our way of saying it, keep that in mind. So de poes spint als ik haar ei means the cat purrs when I pet her. What else do cats do? De kat heeft een muis gevangen. Well, some people use a muis as their huisdier. Most people won't. And so they have a cat that can catch a mouse. So the cat heeft een muis gevangen. So the cat has caught a mouse. Now, unlike a dog that we walk with, cats usually like to do their business on their own or at home. So we need to clean where they do their business. So ik verschoon. Schoon means clean or cleaning. De kattenbak. Ik verschoon de kattenbak. So that is basically cleaning up their cat litter as such. Another pet that most people will have is a konijn. Konijn is a bunny, rabbit, and this is also where nijntje comes from, in English very much known as Miffy, which is basically a cutified version of konijn, and a fun, cute little name to call our Dutch animated bunny nijntje. Now, bunnies eat carrots. Let's test if you know the word for carrot. And dat is wortel. So if we want to say our bunny loves carrots, we could say ons konijn houdt van wortels. Ons konijn houdt van wortels. They also sit in a cage and like to eat hay. Now, hey, to me, is also a way of greeting. Hey. So in Dutch, we have a similar way of saying hey, which is hoi. Hoi is hi. And if we use it a little bit longer, you get hoi. And that sounds a lot like hey as well, which is hoi, hoi. So het konijn eet hoi in zijn kooi. So think cage, same sound with a K. But then it rhymes with hoi, hoi and kooi. Het konijn eet hooi in zijn kooi. So it eats hay in its cage. Another one, pretty similar, is a guinea pig. Whilst I personally don't understand the word guinea pig for the guinea pig, we say cavia, which awfully sounds like caviar or like a cava, like to drink. But it's a bit of a mix between that. Cavia. De cavia. If you want to cuddle with your little guinea pig, cuddle means knuffel. And I'd like you to try to translate I cuddle with the guinea pig. Ik knuffel met de cavia. Hopefully you got that one right. Ik knuffel met de cavia. Its little cousin is called a hamster. Now, that is a very, very easy one. It's just the same with Dutch pronunciation. Can you guess? De hamster. De hamster rent rondjes in het rad. De hamster rent rondjes in het rad. Rennen is something that you already know, which is running. Rondjes, it has the word rond in it, which sounds like round. So it's running rounds, it's running circles. In het rad. And het rad is like your little wheel, like your hamster wheel that they might have. The hamster rent rondjes in het rad. Now, maybe you have a bird. A bird is een vogel. So you can say, ik heb een vogel als huisdier. I have a bird as a pet. Ik heb een vogel als huisdier. And a specific one is een kanarie. Een kanarie. I'd say this is one of the most popular vogels in Nederland to have as a pet. A canary, obviously. Een kanarie. En onze kanarie zingt een lied. Onze kanarie zingt een lied. What could he be singing? A song. Onze kanarie zingt een lied. And if you're more of a low-key huisdier persoon, then you might have a fish. A fish is vis. And one of those most popular ones is a goldfish, of course. We have a literal translation of this as well, because gold means goud. So a goldfish must be. You guessed it right, de goudvis. Now, we already learned the word for round slash circles. And knowing that a ball is a kom, when we translate the goldfish swims rounds or circles in the fishbowl, we can say de goudvis zwemt rondjes in de vissenkom. Notice how we say vissen, because it is possible to have more than one fish in that bowl, and therefore we use a plural. De goudvis zwemt rondjes in de vissenkom. So we've learned our most popular huisdieren right now. De hond, de kat, het konijn, de cavia, de hamster, de kanarie en de goudvis. So have a practice with that during this week to see how much you actually know and can tell about jouw huisdier. Happy practicing and tot volgende week. Doei!
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.